Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to give up. Yeah.
Okay, now where's the phone then? Give me a telephone. You should use your telephone. It won't. We don't know if there's somebody's on.
Call us from Don Ray's phone. Tell her to call in.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Blog Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hello. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time, so that we can all hear each other speak. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you're not speaking, put your phones on mute so we will not hear background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. On tonight, we'll be talking about lies and deception. Hello, do we have any callers online?
Hello.
Hi. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Shoshonda Beasley.
Hello, Ms. Beasley. Well, tonight we have a guest. We have a guest speaker. His name is King. He wanted to come on and speak with us about his life and how he had been drawn into lies and deception. And on tonight, I want to introduce him. His name is King. Hello, King. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing? You hear me?
Hello.
We're fine. Could you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your life and tell us how your life led you into lies and deception and where you are as far as being yourself in life and how you had to go through different things in order to change, you know, the things that we spoke about earlier. Go ahead and speak with the Blog Talk Street Talk and listening.
Baby,
y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Like, I feel like, you know, as far as, you know, lies and deception, you know, it's basically really it's time to stand up and be counted for, you know what I'm saying, and as far as lying and deception.
You say as far as lying and deception what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. As far as lies and deception, what?
It's time to stop with lies and deception. You know, it's time to tell the truth.
When you say it's time to tell the truth, meaning what is the truth? What is your perception of the truth? What is your perception of the truth? What is your truth?
My truth is as far as, like, as people, you know what I'm saying, being, treat people the way you want to be treated, you hear me? That's what it is, I feel.
Okay. Well, you feel like people should treat you the way that you want to be treated, or you, what are you saying?
Treat people the way that you should be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear me? You know, the way that you treat people in this world is real. You know, you have to be receptive. And, you know, like, if you want a person to treat you a certain type of way, you expect to get the same reaction out that person as the way that you treat that person.
I get what you're saying. But in today's times, I feel like people treat people bad, you know? When you meet a person, people start off with lies. What do you think about when people start off with lies in their relationships when they first meet a person? As far as just introducing themselves, they go off and tell a lie about their name, you know? Just meeting a person, they tell you the wrong name and things of that nature. What do you think about that?
That's because a person is really, like, is guarding themselves, you know, not, it's not lying. A person will be afraid to tell a person who they really is, really who they are, because they're afraid of what the next person will portray to be. Like, if I tell you who I am, you know, I'm afraid that if I let you know who I am, that you will use what I have told you against me. Like, okay, I show you who I am, and I only take my kindness for weakness.
But they don't know you yet. They just meeting you, and they're trying to know who you are, and they just ask your name. And off the muscle, a person will say, like, if I meet a person, like, I say, hi, my name is Reddy. They tell me their name is somebody else. And then, like, how do you go about a relationship? Like if you, if I meet you, you tell me your name is King, okay? The further we go into a relationship, when do you tell me your real name, you know?
You have to be open to them, to people. You know, people, basically right now it's unity, understanding the needs of today's youth. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand the needs of today's youth. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with the people.
I can't get out of high school.
I hear background noise. Can y'all please set your background noises off? I hear a lot of background noise. Can somebody please set their music off? We don't like to hear the background noise. We appreciate you all for calling, Street Talk, but we don't want to hear your background noise. We would like you all to speak. Hello, how are you all tonight? Hello, I have a caller. Can you introduce yourself? Okay. I apologize.
This is Doughboy.
Hey, Doughboy, how are you? Is that you with the background music?
Yeah, I had turned it off. I'm riding in the car.
Okay. Well, tonight we were talking about lies and deception. You know, when you first meet a person tells you that they are somebody different. Like when you meet people, how do you gain the truth from a person? Like, how long does it take you to actually begin to know the truth from a person?
Well, you know, everybody has different ways of going about that. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, like, I try to, you know, when I interact with people, there's mostly people like that I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you meet strangers, you know what I'm saying, I just have to, you know, sit back, you know, like, watching the game or something, you know what I'm saying? I have to keep my surroundings and know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? When I get to knowing them, I got to make myself feel comfortable with them. So I have to find a way to interact with them, too, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what kind of things they got going on, because I done been up and down those kind of roads, you know. I done ran across a lot of unworthy leprechauns, as I would call them, in my day, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean,
you saying unworthy leprechauns. When you meet people, this is my thing. When we meet people in today's world, some people are afraid to even tell a person their name, who they are. Your name is very important to a person, I feel, but some people are even afraid to tell a person their name because so many things are going on in today's world, and you shelter off your real name, you go by a street name. You know, you start off telling a person your street name, and I mean, when you learn a person, you start to tell them more about you. You know, And, like, how long do you feel like you have to know the person before you decide to open up and tell them who you really are?
Kind of interesting, yeah, you know. It depends. You know what I'm saying? It depends on how I met the person. That's the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody that I'm going to see on a regular basis, I think that I'm going to see on a regular basis, probably about, you know, a month, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to, you know, get comfortable with them because I don't know, you know, what you got going on. I can tell you that this is who I am, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if you might want to use me for some out-of-bounds interference to, you know, save yourself or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way because, you know, when we were growing up, everybody had friends and everybody knew each other. Like, I know people by faces, you know what I'm saying, than I do their names. So...
Okay.
You know, everybody
tell
me I'm dope, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I have another caller. Hello, caller. Can you introduce yourself, please?
There is Ona and Hugh. Otherwise, please hold. You'll be able to listen to the show.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what your name is. Could you please repeat it? Okay, well, could you all please shut the background noises out? I apologize.
Hold on, I'm going to kill mine. Hold up, I'm muted.
Oh, okay. Well, King, I was interested. I have you on the show. I wanted to talk to you because you're very interesting, and I met you when we were talking about getting to know people, and I found it very interesting that you said that it takes time to get to know people, and I like the vibe that you sent me, and you were speaking to me about when you get to know a person, like, tell people more about yourself, you know, let them know, like, how you feel about when you're going in everyday street life, and you live in this street life, and how hard it is to get to know people.
Really, I feel like, you know, it's really more so being yourself, like, people in this world right now, we have to stand up and be counted for, you heard me? You know what I'm saying? Everyone has to be genuine, you know what I'm saying? It's time out for the, like, as far as, you know, how can I put it? I would like to say it's time to stand up and be counted for, you know?
When you say counted for, what are you saying?
Like, as far as we have to study to show that self-approval, you know, we have to, basically, when you're meeting people in this world, like 2015, the New Year, it's like we have to be genuine and peculiar people. You know, like everyone is afraid of what a person may think of how I feel about myself. You know, like, you know, as far as knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you know what I'm saying? It's more to the point where we need motivation, you know, and uplifting for the people, you know, instead of everybody trying to bring everybody down, you know, and everybody trying to hide, or I'm afraid of what a person might think or who I might be. I'm afraid of what my friends may think, I don't like how, or I don't like how she dress or some shit like that.
No, you can't cuss on street talk. I apologize. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, a person look at you and they take you, a person judge you by the way you look. That's what we were speaking about. A person judge you by the way that you look and the way you carry yourself. And I feel like the way you look is the way a person perceives you. You know what I'm saying? Your clothes. A person look at you and say, hey, just take a minute to think about it. When you first walk up on a person, before a person even say something to you and they speak to you, if they're dressed a certain way, I feel like you talk to that person according to how they're dressed. You know what I'm saying? That's why they teach us in school to dress professionally. If y'all notice, back in the days, they told us to dress nice. Keep your hair combed. Don't wear your hair messy. Brush your teeth. So when a person sees you, they won't think of you as a bum or look lowly on you. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to say, I know that we say you should not judge other people, but in reality, if a person sees you and you dirty, they don't want to touch you, speak to you, talk to you, or do nothing. You get what I'm saying? You can't lie, but do you understand what I'm saying? So we spoke about how other people perceive you as far as, like, we were talking on the show previously, you know what I'm saying? We spoke with some other guys that were saying that they wear their pants sagging, you know, they might want to wear their long, tall tees with the jewelry, you know what I'm saying, with the gold mouth, you know, the gold teeth in your mouth. A person is going to look at you differently than a person in a suit coat with a tie, you know. A person may open their door if you go out and, like, y'all say you want to spread the word. You know, we spoke about you spreading the word to other people. Nobody want to see you. You know, people are going to be afraid of you. You know what I'm saying? Because of how you dress. And I know people say you should not judge, but in reality, people do judge you by the way that you dress and the way that you look.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's true, you know, because, I mean, that's just human nature. You know, you look at somebody and they look a certain way. That's how you treat them, you know. But like you were saying, you got to be honest up front. You know, I respect that more than anything. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, yeah, this is what I am, take it or leave it. You know, give a person that choice as to whether they want to deal with those issues that you have or those flaws, you know. And I'm not saying don't be yourself, you know, just like you. But it's time and a place for everything.
That's what I was trying to tell people. It's a time and a place for everything. You have to dress accordingly. You have to dress according to where you're going. You know, you can't go into a business and expect to get a job and you look like you just woke up. You know what I'm saying? A person in a job is going to look at you like you're a joke. You know, they're going to be laughing at you. And I mean, I know that you shouldn't impress them by that, but the reality of everything is the way you dress, the way you look, and the way you carry yourself is going to be, you're going to be judged by that regardless. It's not a judgment like they're owning you for being that by looking that way, but it's the way you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Everybody has to judge themselves.
And the thing is, we need to learn how to adapt to certain situations. You know, you have to blend in with whatever situation you're in. You know what I'm saying? If you're going for a job, of course you need to talk proper. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when you with your people, you know, you can act a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And not be judged. But when you're going out in this world, certain situations cause for you to act differently. You know, and we need to embrace that and just accept it. You know, that's the way it is. Whether we like it or not, that's life.
See, my thing is, a lot of people say people shouldn't judge me because I got a grill or I got tattoos on my face and stuff like that. See, just take a minute and think about it. If you got tattoos and stuff on your face and you walk inside somewhere, people are going to be looking at you. I mean, that's the reality of things. Why did you get those things on your face? You know what I'm saying? What was the purpose of you getting that? Hello, we have another caller. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. Can you introduce yourself? Thank you for joining us. Can you introduce yourself, new caller? Okay. Well, I see that they didn't want to introduce themselves, but we appreciate you for calling us tonight. We're speaking about the perception people get when they see you. You know, lies, deception, just in general life within itself. People judge you. It's the reality of things. People do judge you by the way that you walk and the way that you talk. And, I mean, every it's a time and a place for everything. That's what I try to teach people. And I feel like some people want to go out into different areas and they want to get jobs. How can you expect to get a job if you're going into this place and you can't make the people give you a job and you dress a certain way? You have to dress for success. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You understand that, Keaton?
Right.
So, with you being yourself, tell us more about yourself.
See, and it's more to the point where, like, as far as people, like, we have to, you know, be as more, you know, stand up for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And don't let nobody dictate and, like, as far as determining what that person may perceive may be about themselves or about what they think about you, you know what I'm saying, or a person, or how you dress, or the way you carry yourself. You don't let nobody make, like, for instance, myself, people tell me all the time, like, the way I carry myself, dang, How can he be so, like, his pants sagging and he talk about God or something like that, you know, like, or he got gold teeth, or how can he believe in God, or like, if he, and, you know, it's just different. Like, people in this world is...
What I'm telling you is, people, like I just told you before, people do judge you. If you got the goals in your mouth and you walking around sagging, a person is going to take you as a joke if you're talking about God. You know, they're not even going to look for that to come out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that they're judging you, but it's the way that you're carrying yourself. It's a time and a place for everything. You're not going to go into church and sag, you know? That's just not the proper way.
We can say it's not that they're judging you, but, yeah, it is. You know, they judge you by the way you look. And that's even, you know, as much as we hate to say it, even us, we do that. You know, you see a certain person, you see a female with a little short dress on, it's, oh, well, she a this. You know what I'm saying? And you see a guy with sagging pants and tattoos, oh, well, he a thug. You know, you just automatically think that.
You're not going to expect them to come out and talk to you about God, you know? That's what I was
And even if they do, you know, it's easier to accept it from somebody who looks the part.
Yeah, you have to play your part. You get what I'm saying? It's sad to say that you have to play your part. It's not playing. You have to actually live what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Dress the way you want to be. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be professional, dress professional. If that, you don't see pastors going inside these churches with, like, skinny jeans, socks down. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. They would like to do that.
Like me being, you know what I'm saying, my name is King YG. You know, I used to be a drug dealer. I used to be in the streets, but I have, right now I'm in a point in my life where I'm letting God, you know, use me. I'm trying to learn to live for God. And people look at me how I dress or how I talk or my gold teeth on. How can he believe in, you know, high power and the way he dress or the way he look? You know, they perception about a person is like, oh, I would not be around that person, or he is a liar, or he is a hypocrite because he believes in God, or the way he carry himself is not, you know, obtainable to what they want me to be, you know, because the way they see me. You know, like, I dress a certain type of way. You know, who's to say, because I have my red shirt on, I can't pray or I'm supposed to believe in God. You know, like, you know, learn the deception of the people, of the person.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. It's like, the more you get to know God, the more you'll change the way you dress, and the more you'll, you know,
exactly.
When you're reading the Bible, you gain a conscience. And so you won't dress. It's like you're dressing. You won't even notice it, but you're dressing, you're talking, you're walking. Everything will start to come into attack because of you reading the Bible and gaining more knowledge. You won't do those things again. And you know that, I mean, the reality of things is once you learn to do things a certain way, if you get deep in that Bible and you start seeking knowledge, you're not going to be dressing like a gangster no more because you ain't going to want to do it no more. It's just not going to be you know. You know what I'm saying? But
well, that's right. It's not even going to feel right. You know, it's not going to feel right because I'm trying to represent him. You know, I'm trying to let his light shine through me. I want people to look at me for them to see him in me, you know?
You're going to clean yourself up. And I'm not saying that you're dirty because you weren't a sagging pants and stuff, but the reality of things is a person perceives you as a street person. When you come and you dress a certain way, a person perceives you as a street person because you dress street. You know what I'm saying? And the not that, like, I know you personally, so I know that you know the word of God, but, hey, you have to present yourself to other people in the same manner. A person will be afraid to get the word from you because of how you dress. They're going to look at you and take you as a joke.
If I'm in the streets, and despite I'm in the streets, and due to the fact that I'm a thug or whatever, and if I believe in God, if I start praying, a person be like, well, how can this person believe in God and pray and serve God and expect God to bless him if he is a gangster or a thug, you know, and say, like, oh, he's a liar, or he's a hypocrite, or something like that. Look how he dressed, you know. And
you're gonna
like
do different things. You're gonna start doing different things.
The stereotype.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're stereotyping you, but at the same time, you have to want it for yourself. So you're going to start to do things better. The deeper you get into the word, you're going to start being different. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you're not going to go back into the streets because you want to get some of your friends from the streets to do more like you, right?
Right.
Okay, so if everything that you're doing is positive, you're going to add a plus to that street. You get what I'm saying? Like, all of us came from somewhere. Don't think that the people that's already preaching didn't come from something. They've been through something too. You know what I'm saying? That's why they have the word. That's why that they have the word to give you, because they done been where you at. You know what I'm saying? So now you're stepping up and saying, hey, I want to give the word too now. You know what I'm saying? So don't think that your people are down and you. It's something you have to go through. Those steps you have to go through. You're gonna have to break those chains. You know what I'm saying? You have to go through. You're gonna go through something to be who you're trying to be. You get what I'm saying?
So my thing is, why would people like, as far as like, okay, even though if he a gangster or a third person or the way he dressed or the way he carried himself, why would people's perception of be about like, okay, well, how can he believe in the higher being if he can't accept the mistake?
Then they're not gonna. Real Christians know. Real Christians are not gonna judge you. Period. A Christian don't judge people. Period. They know that they don't judge people. You know what I'm saying? And so, with you being trying to become a Christian, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna stop thinking that they're judging you as well, because it's not gonna even matter no more. The only person that it matters to is you and God. You know what I'm saying? You're going to gain knowledge. You're going to gain your knowledge. They're going to be gaining their knowledge, and you're going to be spreading the word, and you're going to start taking care of yourself more. You're going to start loving yourself more. You're going to gain a more powerful relationship with God. You're going to start studying. You're going to not want to be the person that you used to be, but if you want some of your friends to come with you, you're going to still go there, and you're going to tell them the word, and if they decide to come, you're going to start telling them more of what you learned. They're going to start doing the same thing you're doing, everybody pulling each other together. You get what I'm saying?
Chain reaction.
And that street talk. You get what I'm saying?
I take it one, a person, one piece.
That's what I'm saying.
It's within a people.
Yeah, it starts with yourself.
Right. Self-preservation.
Yes. And so you'll change the way you dress. Listen to me. You're going to start changing the way you dress. You're going to start changing the way you feel inside. You're going to start walking the walk. You're going to start talking the talk. You're going to start doing more godly things. Do you get it?
Right.
Do everybody agree? LaShondra, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I agree with what you're saying, you know. And it's true, you know, like you said, it's unfortunate, but, man, we got to stop thinking like, oh, that's not fair, or, oh, it shouldn't be that way. We got to accept that it is, you know.
We have another caller. Hello, caller. How are you on tonight? New caller, can you introduce yourself, please? Okay. Well, all callers that can hear my voice, we appreciate you all for calling. When you all call in, we would like y'all to at least say hello when you call Street Talk, so we can know that you all are on the phone joining us in our discussion. Even if you don't want to talk and say anything, we would like for you to at least say hello.
And then another thing is, I feel like when you meet a person, how can a person, like, say if you're in a relationship with a person, how can a person lie to you and hide who they really are, and then you find out, like, the person they portray to be, that's not that person? You know, like, I was in a situation where I thought a female, you know, as far as I was supposed to be in love with the female, but at the same time, it was some kind of feeling I had, like, as far as, she was not the woman for me, because it was something like going on within her, like, and I found that she was like gay. I'm just saying, put it out there, she was gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I felt to myself, like, why would you lie to a person or hide who you are or try to be somebody that you are not when, you know, you're and a person is loving on you, and then at the same time you are hiding or you're portraying to be something that you are not. You know, like, that's not right.
I'm going to let
you know. What I'm about that is, if you hiding it, that means you know it's not right. You know, if you felt like it was okay, then, you know, why hide it?
Doughboy, do you have anything to say about that? Oh, we lost Doughboy. Well, Keith?
I'm sure.
Not like, all right, we all on live. All right.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm still ready. What I'm thinking of is this. Do you think that, how should I say this? Do you think that it's repetitious that people look at you for the way you act, the way you do things, the way you set an example, that you're supposed to be an example to somebody, which is raising your children or, you know, your cousins or whoever's around, you know what I'm saying? You done some things, and at one point in time, you know, you done been through it, so you like, okay, well, hold on, I've been down that road, so let me tell you something to reflect on your life to make you want to change yourself, you know what I'm saying? So some people, you know, my thing is this. If you've been through it, it's better for you to tell somebody, you know what I'm saying, else how to fix what you done already seen or what you done done. You follow where I'm coming from?
Because I understand.
If you haven't been through it, then how would you know it?
Right.
Yeah. I kind of understand that. And, King,
you know,
what you were saying.
You know what I'm saying? We all got to go through something. It's like growing things. You know what I'm saying? You know, once you go through some things, you know what I'm saying? It's either going to make you a better person or either it's going to deplete you. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you don't want people to, you know, gradually feel like if I'm a bad example of something, I don't want to put you, if something is bad on me, I'm not going to rub it off on you. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, hey, man, I done this, you know what I'm saying? Or if I see something is wrong, I'm going to tell somebody because I look at it this way. If I can save you from going where I've been, then, like I tell people all the time, I don't want my reward on earth. You know what I'm saying? Even though some people go to try to obtain things, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get a heavenly reward, but I'm working on it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just every day, but change is coming. You know what I'm saying? So I look at myself every day. I know I'm not perfect. Like, you know, let's put it this way. If you haven't been through something, you would know nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't been through it, you know what I'm saying, or somebody you don't know done been through it, because everybody should look at somebody's life and example and see something to make them want to either say, well, hey, I tried that. I seen this person. They tried that. That wasn't right for them. So let me try something. Let me walk down a different avenue. But
yeah,
you got to put the fork in the road.
You saying like each one teach one. Like if set an example, like,
go.
Somebody else's life, for example, and like don't take yourself through the same thing that they went through, because you might bump your head the same way they bumped their head. And but some people are not in today's time. The reality of things is that some people be like, okay, well, just because they happen to him don't mean it's going to happen to me. But I mean, if everything is set up the same way that it was set up for that person, you should take into consideration that maybe it might happen the same exact way. But sometimes things will change. So that's why some people still try things instead of going through that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of accepting the fact that it might go down the same way. You know what I'm saying? And, back to when King was that. Back to when King had said that, it just touched me when he said that the girl that he was talking to was turned out to be gay after he was loving on her. You know what I'm saying? And he felt like she lied to him and deceived him. You know what I'm saying? And like he was in a whole relationship with her. You know what I'm saying? And it hurt his feelings. You know what I'm saying? And when you go through a situation like that, it may change the person that you are. And you might start looking at everybody else in a different manner. You know what I'm saying? And I can
somewhat agree because I've been down that road myself. You know what I'm saying?
Like
I've been down that road
myself. Like dope boy.
So I can agree with him on that.
And it's King speaking. You know what I'm saying? Like
I was thinking the whole time that it was me, but it was, you know what I'm saying, the person was lashing out saying crazy things to me, but in reality it was really them. You know what I'm saying,
and, like, peep this out, like lies and deception while we on the blog talk. Like, I was in a situation where this female, where I thought, like, as far as, you know, I was in a relationship with her, and I thought she was my female, but I ended up going, like, just me being a man, you know, doing manly things, finding some things. I asked questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, I found some things, and I found out that she had a whole different lifestyle. You know, I asked her as a man to a woman, like what's wrong? Like, you know, lies and deception. Like, people will lie and deceit, you know what I'm saying, and tell you lies and hide who they really are, and they will prey on your on people's feelings, like, and that's not right. Like, you know, so
it's not right, but at the same time, you gotta stop and think too, like, if you were with that person, like, why you didn't know, like what was some of the things that person done? Like, how could that person actually hide the fact that they was gay while they was with you? Like, at what point, like, why you didn't know that?
A whole female. I ain't never, you know, I ain't check no phones or nothing like that, you know. Like, I ain't never imagined a female be like that, even if she with a male and she laying on side of her man and saying that she loves this man and she's lying and it's deceitfulness at the same time.
You using the word lies and deceitful. Tell me what you feeling.
Like, as far as being in a relationship, I'm saying, with a person that is lying to you and they have a whole other lifestyle that they're living.
Doughboy, you said you went through that before. So listen to me.
Brother. Let me tell you my thing.
Getting deep,
let me give you my experience.
Give me that
experience. No names, but, you know, some people can relate to this. I was, you know, seeing this lady. We wind up having one child together. And then her father tells me, he said, "You're going to be my son-in-law." I said, "Nah, your daughter got issues." You know what I'm saying? He didn't know it at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I semi-knew, but wasn't all the way for sure. But it had to take for me to walk away from the situation, her father to see the issues that I was talking about that his daughter had. You see what I'm saying? So we can all fall into a trap. It don't take very much. You know what I'm saying? So either, you know, they say that you're the bad guy, but ultimately it was really them. But I don't cast no stones on nobody because guess what? I don't live a perfect life because Doughboy been a screw up ever since he learned how to walk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
we understand.
I'll say this. I'm working, like my friend that I'm speaking of, they just got them a blessing, and today I just received mine. So I'm going to say this. Well, things happen to certain people in certain accusations in certain ways. You know what I'm saying? One thing is, you know what I'm saying, it's like this. I treat myself like this. If I was a wolf in a pack, which I have to think like that because that's always where I've been, I have to learn to lick my wounds and walk away and, you know what I'm saying, and bandage them up. You know what I'm saying? Because if I keep on holding on to looking at what was going on between me and this person, even though I wasn't perfect and she wasn't either, but she was quick to see my flaws, you know what I'm saying? But I never displayed hers. I was quiet. She's like, "Him, he asked questions." I didn't. I'm the type of person, I like to sit in the back of the class. See, like a lot of people say, you know, the dummy sits in the back of the class and makes a lot of noise. No, he's a smart one because when he hits the back of the class, he's peeping out everything and everyone. Yes, he may be making some noise here and there, but if he's intelligent like I am, yeah, I'm watching and displaying. I never say anything, but I let the other people see, make their judgment later on, because you done put the thing out there on me, but in the end, it was really you. You know what I'm saying? He had a relationship. I had children.
Was that affect a male ego? Would that affect a male ego?
What, my male ego was so strong is like this, because I already had things going on before that. I kind of understand. You know, I ain't gonna say that it didn't make it look lopsided, because it came to the point where she come to me one day to my house where I live at and told me, say, hey, this is my lady friend and this is who I'm with. And anything that you want to go, anything you want to talk to about with our children, discussing our children, you got to discuss it with her too. And I'm like, hold on. She wasn't in the room with me and you did what we did to have them. So she really doesn't have a part in this. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
What? I understand that part, but you got to look at it too. You got to respect her gangster. You got to. You know what I'm saying? The fact she even came and told you. You know, you got to. Just real talk. You know, you got to respect that gangster. I understand what you're saying about your kids, but so what? She should have never told you. True enough, she shouldn't have had none of her kids. But, you know,
I'm
the fact
not,
that
she
told you,
like,
you got to respect
her.
Hold on. One at a time, so we can hear what each other is saying.
I feel like if a person is like that, they should have let that be known off top. Like, hey, I got a lifestyle that I'm living.
Yours is different from his. He's saying that she came to him and told him that she was with a woman and that her woman was going to discuss whatever he had to discuss with her about their kids, that woman needed to, he could discuss it with that woman too. That was all not, that's not godly, y'all. That's not godly. Hold on. But the reality of it is she was open enough to tell you, so you had to accept that. Those are things you had to accept. At that point of time, when you accepted that, how did that make you feel?
Oh, man. If I could have did a flip, I probably would have.
Oh.
Because
Yeah, mine was a little different. I found it, like, as far as I didn't know the little chick, you know what I'm saying, had the type of lifestyle going on.
You was going with the girl,
wasn't
you?
I was going with the girl, and I stumbled up on it. I was like, hey, hold up, you got a whole different lifestyle you doing over on this side. You know, like,
here's the thing. It was the same thing, too. She was already talking to this person while I was there. You know what I'm saying? When I parted ways, that's when it came all the way out.
That's what I'm saying. You parted ways, and then she told you. What we're telling you is that his wasn't like yours, and so his was. I'm getting the knowledge that his is the girl was with him and was with the girl the same time they was together. Like,
yeah.
You know, he had stumbled upon like some items. You know what I'm saying? And I know. How did that make
Hold
you
on,
feel?
Ready, listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
I feel like
they were
like,
already doing it in the process while I was there.
Oh, we have another
you
caller. Hello, caller. How are you tonight, caller? Can you say hello, caller? New caller? We have a new caller, you all. Can you say hello or say your name or say hi? Oh, okay. Well, they don't want to say hi. Y'all can continue the conversation.
That's 100. Well, you know, I feel like, you know, me being who I am, King, you know what I'm saying, I was in a relationship with a female. I didn't know she had a female relationship going on. You know, I feel like...
Because she was bisexual.
Yeah. And if she would have told me then, you know, the lies and deception, you know, then it would have been open. I would have been, you know, ready for it. But I didn't know that. You know, I found that some months afterwards.
Yeah, that had to break your little heart, didn't it?
No, it didn't really break my heart. It's more to the point where I would rather a person be upfront and tell me the truth, because I was like, you know, if you doing this with these girls, then why would you be playing with me as a man, you know?
And okay, this is another thing. Now, in today's society, guys are doing the, they love a girl, they like a girl. How do you perceive that? Are you one of those kind of guys?
Nah, I'm not none of those type of guy. I'm a one woman, like, hey, I'm for that woman. I don't care about none of the other woman. None of the other.
Okay, that's great. Great to hear.
The thing, we're not even finna try to glorify that on here. You know, that's not godly at all. You know,
that's why I had to ask him, is he one of those kind of guys? Because nowadays, in today's society, we was talking, and previously some guys were saying they like the girl-on-girl thing,
yeah.
And I don't feel like it's godly, period.
I mean, nowadays, that's what's hot. That's what's in right now, you know, and it's not what's up.
I am glad that it's still men out here that likes a woman to be just with him and not with another woman.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that there are men still like
that. Real man ain't going to want that anyways. A real man ain't going to want to share their woman with nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's tough, you know? Relationships ain't safe like they used to be, you know?
Yeah, a relationship is supposed to be sacred. It's supposed to be between a man, a woman, and God.
Yeah.
You can't forget God. That's the only three ways it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be you, him, God. Yes. And I apologize that y'all had to go through some things like that. And it is happening. And some people are not. I'm glad that y'all came on and shared that with us, because some people don't share those kind of things. And I mean, y'all have to know that. I know that they have to hurt y'all hard. And I mean, at some point, you have to just stop and just pray about the things that that woman did to you, King, and just know that you're being a good man. So, you know, it sounds like you're being a good man. So just find another woman. And I mean, you have to pray about that and let that go. Don't let that stone
why,
your heart. You know
why,
what I'm saying?
That's why I tapped into Reddit. You know what I'm saying? Blogs. You know what I'm saying? Lies and deception. Hey,
I'm glad you came on tonight and shared that story with us. And, Doughboy, your situation, that lady, Shonda said that she had to apply to the lady for coming to tell you. At least she was responsible enough to tell you that that was a lifestyle that she was living. And
yeah, but
she
still wasn't right.
It snuck up on the brother like a glass of water, though. You know what I'm saying? I sensed it. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me, at what point did you sense that she was tearing on like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, give some other men.
It was like this. When she come home from work, I be in the house. She, you know what I'm saying? She sit in the parking lot in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the house with the kids. She sit in the car. She conversating, you know what I'm saying, on the phone for about 15 to 20 minutes. But when she walk in the house, if I'm talking on the phone, she want me to stop doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? But it was it was kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? To explain it to you, it would take more than this hour that we have. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
We don't have very few minutes. But it was like something off a movie. You know what I'm saying? But later on when I found out, because I heard her talking to this person, but I didn't add two and two together until after the separation, and I finally met the woman face to face. I was like, oh, that's who you are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's when it was like, oh, dang. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was crazy. I'm like, you know, you come over my house early one morning, and you tell me, hey, this is what this is. Now, if I would take a woman to her house to go pick up the kids or say something with the kids, she probably had them.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, it's a problem that'll never go away.
Yeah, I understand. But like I said, that's not natural. And well, that's something that people are doing. And like people are, like when I said before, like lies and deception will lead you down a road that you don't want to be in. And when it comes to things like that, I'm glad that there are guys that still stand up and say, hey, no, stop the shenanigans. It shouldn't be girl on girl. It should be a girl and a man. And y'all, like I said, pray, you know, pray and move forward. Don't let that scorn you. at what point, you know what I'm saying? Don't let it stop you from seeking another woman, and don't take that baggage with you either.
Yeah.
Don't take that baggage, you know, like you feel like another woman, if you see things that another woman is doing, you might start to think that she's that way too. Don't take that with you, because it's still some women that's out here that's straight that still like to do boy things too. You know what I'm saying? Like, some women, we like to watch football and stuff like that. Don't think that because a woman watch football that she's gay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you went through it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that. I would love that. Because guess what? That means that my woman wants to sit down and take the interest to find out what I got going on. She wants to see what interests me so much. She wants to get involved. That's just like if she's watching Deliver Us from Evil or a woman flick. Yeah, I sit there and watch too. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good
submission. What you say? I didn't hear you.
If she want to look at Deliver Us from Evil or some kind of dirty movie, I sit there and watch too. Hold on, let me see what's picking up, Brain.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You saying the movie?
If this is what's making her happy, let me get out and figure out what the characters are and what's going on. So we can sit down and we can have a common discussion.
Okay. And I applaud men that actually take time to see what it is that a woman needs. You know what I'm saying? In her life, you know, real men. You know, I applaud you guys that are talking on tonight, because y'all are some real men and y'all are saying that y'all still take time to, you know, see what a woman really likes in life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are not using the stuff that y'all went through and taking it with y'all in y'all future relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I applaud y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? Because there had to be something that was very hurtful, you know what I'm saying, to you. And y'all went through something with that relationship that y'all went through. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to No Boy from King, you heard me?
Yeah, we have 5 minutes left. Do anybody have any announcements on tonight that they would like to announce? Ms. Visa, do you have any announcements that you would like to announce on tonight? Okay. Well, Ms. Chandra, do you have any announcements that you would like to announce on tonight?
Not really. It's just, no, not really.
Oh. Okay, Doughboy, do you have anything that you would like to announce on tonight?
I got me a new job.
Oh, congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Where are you
working?
I'm finna go. I got to go meet the manager. I'm going to be working out of town.
Okay, that's great. Do you have any
other... I'm going to leave the city for a while, so I'll still be able to interact with y'all on Friday, hopefully.
Okay,
I don't know how far I'm going, but I'm going to make a move for a minute.
Okay, King, do you have anything that you would like to announce?
Oh, yeah, they still got real men out there looking for real women, you know, real stand-up women. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is.
I appreciate y'all for calling.
I'm hoping that you get it, my brother, because when I find it, I'll let you know about it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I thank you all for calling us tonight. We have 4 minutes left, and like I said, we're here every Friday on Street Talk, and we can be reached every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock at 310-982-4126. We have other shows on the same phone number on Monday nights. I know that's My Sister, My Friend, and I think we also have one on Wednesdays. I'm for sure. But if you all would go on www.blogtalk.com/Granny's Place, y'all can listen to our past shows. And if y'all go on iTunes, we have the iTunes. They're uploaded as well on iTunes. Y'all can go and download some of our previous shows. And we want y'all to come on every Friday night and talk to us, y'all. Let people know that we are on live and that we are doing Street Talk. And I'll be putting the new Street Talk topics and stuff. I'm gonna try to do them on I'm gonna try to have them downloaded by Tuesday. We're uploaded on web pages on the social media, so y'all can maybe be talking about on Friday night. By Tuesday evening, I'll probably start having them uploaded. This year in 2015, I want to do something different. So by Tuesday, y'all go on Facebook on Street Talk, And y'all can do, like I said, go to www.blogtalk.com or iTunes. Again, thank y'all for calling Street Talk on tonight. And I wanted to say a prayer before we leave. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come on Street Talk on tonight. Thank you, Father God, for the callers that came on and spoke with us on tonight. I would like you to encourage us and to keep us in your holy name. I want you to put your arms around us and shelter us through this week as we go until we meet again on Street Talk next Friday. I would like to say in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all for coming to talk.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Turn up.